This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so if you're leading a company right now and you're really focused on maximizing profitability, on ensuring that long-term revenue predictability, we're going to dive into a pretty significant strategic shift today. And it all starts with a simple, maybe even a tough truth. Not all of your clients are created equal. We're moving the spotlight away from that constant, you know, often really expensive hunt for qualified leads, and we're zooming in.
Exclusively.
On your existing top accounts.
Exactly. These are the clients who are already bringing in your highest recurring revenue. Or, and this is key, the ones who are genuinely positioned for just massive expansion over the next few quarters. What we found in the source material, it's a complete paradigm shift. This strategic investment in this segment, it's cited again and again as the most efficient path to reliable, predictable growth.
And we're talking about something called VIP customer campaigns. Or VCCs. Now, this isn't just a fancy name for better customer service. Not at all. This is a highly strategic, totally tailored set of marketing and service initiatives designed specifically for your most valuable partners.
That's right. These campaigns move decisively beyond, you know, the standard service level agreements or those generic email updates. We're talking about things like exclusive digital experiences, personalized data insights, and unique priority access that the average client just, well, they just don't get.
So the mission for this deep dive is to uncover exactly why VCCs are so incredibly efficient. Why do they result in a low overall cost per acquisition? And then we'll detail the four specific exclusive elements that make up an effective revenue-driving VIP customer campaign. Okay, let's unpack this.
So let's start with the fundamental strategic shift, because this is where the major financial argument really lies. For decades, the B2B world has been, well, obsessed with the funnel. You know, that glamorous hustle of acquiring new logos. The source material argues this is.
Yeah.
It's a fundamentally flawed and really expensive obsession.
And financially, it's hard to argue with the data they presented. The core insight is that the cost of retaining and critically growing an existing VIP client is exponentially lower.
Exponentially. That is the key word.
Than trying to attract and convert a brand new cold lead.
Yeah, and depending on the industry, sources consistently show that the cost to get a net new client can be, what, 5 to 7 times higher than just keeping an existing one? When you factor in the sheer marketing budget for generic ad search, social, all the content creation, the cost per acquisition, the CPA, becomes astronomical.
Yeah.
And the revenue is always speculative.
So when we talk about VCCs being a low CPA path,
yeah,
I'm not really talking about low advertising spend. We're talking about redirecting resources into existing relationships where that trust curve is already super high.
Yeah.
And that shift immediately boosts your ROI and, you know, dramatically improves your lead predictability. You stop relying solely on the ad market to scale.
Exactly. This is a fundamental transformation in how you view the relationship. When you deploy a VCC, you're not just providing a service. You are proactively showing that you are indispensable. You solidify that trust and you ensure the relationship moves from just, you know, a risky transactional thing where they could easily jump ship,
yeah,
to a protected high lifetime value partnership.
And that protected status is so crucial, isn't it? VCCs demonstrate that you, as the company, see the client as a true strategic partner, not just another line item on a spreadsheet. This level of alignment, of transparency, it meets their deepest desires and makes them far less susceptible to competitor pitches. Okay, so the strategic argument is clear. Let's look at the measurable impact, the ROI. Because implementing these VCCs, it delivers direct financial returns that go way beyond just, you know, good feelings.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably analyze the direct measurable payoffs and the source outlines for specific, really powerful benefits.
And the beauty of this strategy is how investing in retention immediately turns into zero cost acquisition and highly profitable expansion. Mm-hmm. Start with the most obvious and maybe the most crucial payoff protection.
Which is churn prevention. I mean, how do these campaigns actually stop a competitor from coming in and just undercutting your price?
Well, they do it by significantly raising the switching cost for the client. Think of it this way. If a competitor comes along and offers a 10% discount, the client is only weighing the generic service they're currently getting. But if you are providing exclusive strategic value that the competitor just, they can't immediately replicate like personalized benchmarking data or early access to your development roadmap, well, Leaving you means losing irreplaceable resources.
So the VCC essentially acts as a high-value anchor.
Right.
They might save a few bucks somewhere else, but they lose that unique strategic access they've gotten used to. That's a much harder proposition for a competitor to overcome.
Absolutely. And that strategic appreciation, it immediately leads to the second benefit, referral generation. We all know a VIP client who feels genuinely appreciated and supported. They become a passionate advocate for your brand.
Those referrals are gold.
They are. I mean, they're high quality, high value leads generated totally organically. It requires zero ad spend and basically zero sales cycle nurturing. They arrive pre-vetted, pre-trustworthy. It's just pure profit efficiency.
Which leads perfectly into the third benefit. And this is probably the most immediate path to revenue expansion opportunities.
The mechanism here is brilliant because VCCs involve giving exclusive access and personalized insights. They naturally reveal new problems or opportunities the client wasn't even aware they had. For instance, that insights briefing might highlight a rising threat in their sector, a threat that requires a tech solution they don't currently use.
Oh, I see. So that immediately frames the need not as a sales pitch from you, but as a strategic necessity that you are uniquely qualified to solve. It's the perfect natural opening for cross-sells and upsells. The client feels like you're looking out for them, and your solution is just the logical next step in the partnership.
Precisely. You've moved from selling features to solving pre-identified high-level strategic risks.
And finally, we circle back to that strategic cornerstone, which is proof of partnership.
Right. These campaigns are the tangible, physical evidence that you are committed to the client's success, not just your own bottom line. They ensure alignment. They stop worrying if you just see them as monthly revenue because you are consistently investing back into their success in these exclusive ways. That commitment is precisely what creates longevity.
Okay, now we get to the fun part. The anatomy of the campaign itself. The success of these VCCs relies entirely on providing high-value, exclusive things that standard clients don't get. And this value has to be data-driven, highly personal, and profoundly strategic. Let's detail the four components.
The first one is all about cementing your position as the indispensable expert, the exclusive insights briefing.
We've all seen those standard state of the industry reports. How does this briefing move beyond that kind of generic market analysis?
Well, it's structured as a quarterly or maybe a semi-annual digital meeting, or it could be a resource page with restricted access. The content is the key. You're sharing high-level, cutting-edge industry trends, competitive analysis, or, and this is the most critical part, beta insights that you have access to before the information hits the mainstream. You're giving them a peek behind your curtain.
That is extremely valuable currency. But a question on that. If we are sharing data or beta ideas that haven't fully matured, how do we mitigate the risk that the client acts on incomplete data or that our competitors reverse engineer those insights?
That's where the briefing format is so crucial. It's framed as intelligence, not guaranteed strategy. The source material emphasizes this has to be delivered with clear caveats. You know, this is preemptive analysis or this is early data. It positions you as the risk-aware partner, and often the most valuable part is the discussion after the presentation, where your expert team guides them on how to interpret that information responsibly.
I see. So it turns the data into a high-level strategic consultation. That makes sense. The second element moves into the quantitative, which is arguably the most persuasive, personalized performance benchmarking. This is where the data becomes truly exclusive.
Right. This is a custom digital report comparing the VIP client's performance, their CPA, their lead volume, their rankings against aggregated, anonymized data from the top 10% of your entire client base.
Wow, that top 10% comparison is a serious power move. It shifts the relationship immediately from vendor to strategic advisor. They aren't just seeing how they're doing against themselves last month. They're seeing the gold standard within their peer group.
Exactly. But this does raise a practical question for anyone listening. How do we aggregate that data without violating privacy? Do you have to get explicit client sign-off to be included in that top 10% pool?
The sources are really clear on this. The data has to be completely anonymized and aggregated across verticals to protect confidentiality. Client A never knows who clients B through J are. However, that data transparency must be spelled out in your initial agreement, that their anonymized data contributes to the collective intelligence, which they then get to benefit from exclusively. This transparency on where they stand immediately identifies growth areas.
And if that report shows the top 10% are successfully scaling ads in a specific region that the VIP client isn't touching, well, the argument for an immediate expansion upsell is perfectly set up, and it's entirely data-backed.
The third component moves into actual access. which is VIP access to strategic resources. This is where exclusivity becomes concrete and, yeah, often involves your most senior people.
Yeah, this means offering first access to new services, new tools, or critical expert consultations. So let's give a fantastic example. Offering a free one-hour deep dive with your CTO on an emerging technology.
Okay, for listeners who might not be technical, we should probably underline the value of that specific example. Access to the CTO, the Chief Technology Officer, it's not just about technical advice. It's access to the person who defines the company's long-term technical architecture and vision.
Exactly. That meeting positions the client as a sort of strategic test partner. It gives them a direct line to the person defining the future of the product they rely on. They feel intrinsically tied to your company's forward momentum, which is just an invaluable high-level relationship asset.
That's a huge perceived value boost.
Okay.
And the final piece is crucial for strengthening those emotional and public ties, the data-driven recognition campaign.
This is a heavily refined version of that generic success milestone campaign. It moves beyond just asking for a quick quote. It uses public recognition, with explicit permission, of course, or private digital recognition, like high-design social media spotlights or private digital certificates, to acknowledge their specific data-backed milestones.
So instead of just saying Client X achieved success, you're saying something like Client X, due to implementing the strategy we advised, exceeded the performance of their top 10% peers by 15% this quarter, earning our strategic partner award.
That's the difference right there.
Yeah.
We're celebrating their specific, measurable achievement, not just your ability to deliver a service. You validate their strategy and you elevate their internal team. It strengthens the whole relationship through shared success.
So if we step back and look at implementation, the key takeaway here is that VCCs require precision, not massive budget increases. This isn't about reallocating millions to some broad high-risk ad campaign. You're targeting your most important segment, the top 5%, maybe with highly relevant personal and profoundly data-backed communications.
That summarizes the whole strategy. It's a strategic investment in retention, which, according to every source we looked at, is the most efficient and sustainable way to reduce your overall cost per acquisition. You secure a reliable base and inspire organic expansion.
So we've covered how these VIP customer campaigns are a targeted low CPA path to growth that transforms those risky transactional relationships into high LTV partnerships through four specific exclusive digital experiences and personalized insights.
And the focus is undeniable. VCCs fundamentally treat your most valuable clients like a protected high growth asset. By focusing on securing loyalty within this critical segment, you create predictable, sustained expansion without all the volatility that comes from always chasing the next new logo.
So what does this all mean for the business landscape? If the most efficient strategy for B2B services is explicitly maximizing existing client LTV through these high-precision, low-cost campaigns, does the continued heavy reliance on generic, high-cost inbound lead generation and mass advertising represent a fundamental business vulnerability? A vulnerability that successful companies must address before they get left behind. This is something for you to mull over as you finalize your strategy for the upcoming fiscal year.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.